Continuing on the shaded path that led into the settlement, Plega shrugged out of his cloak and folded it over his right forearm. A turn in the path revealed that he wasn't the only visitor improperly dressed for the climate. Up ahead, two Jedi layered in the Order's traditional brown robes were haggling with a bearable over the rental price for a water skimmer. Plagueis anchored himself in the material realm as the younger of the two Jedi, Azabrak, swung slowly around to watch him and 114D as they passed. Responding to the Jedi's look with a nod of his head, Plagueis kept walking, deviating from the path only when they had reached a small market building, from which the pair of Jedi and the bearable skimmer pilot could still be observed. Familiar with bearable, Plagueis eavesdropped on conversations among the merchants who sat behind trays of dead fish, birds, and insects the swamp had provided. The marsh haunt killings were on everyone's mind, as were superstitions about the blight. But the arrival of the Jedi was viewed as a good omen, in that the Order was venerated for having helped settle a clan dispute on Barab 1 almost a millennium earlier. Plagueis drew 114D to the market entrance and instructed him to sharpen his photoreceptors on the Jedi, who were in the midst of concluding their business with the skimmer pilot. He then allowed himself to call deeply on the Force.
"Both of them reacted," the droid said. "The Saurian directed a gaze at the market, but didn't focus on you."
"Only because he has his feelers out for a Nautilin rather than a Mune." A short time later, while Plagueis and 114D were wandering through the settlement, someone called out in core-accented basic, "We appear to be the only strangers in town." The voice belonged to the rangy Saurian who had emerged from an eatery bearing a flagon of liquid. Following him outside, the Zabrak set two mugs on a table that enjoyed a pool of shade. "Join us, please," the Saurian said, nodding his tall, conical head toward the table's spare chair. Plagueis stepped toward the table but declined the chair.
"Locally produced beer," the Zabrak said, pouring from the flagon. "But I saw a bottle of Abraxan brandy inside, if that's more to your liking."
"Thank you, but neither at the moment," Plagueis said. "Perhaps after working hours." The Saurian motioned to himself. "I am Master Nikada, and this is Padawan Lobuke. What brings you to Abraxan, citizen?" "Microloans," Plagueis cut in before having to provide a name. "The banking clan is considering opening a branch of the Bank of Argao here as a means of shoring up the local economy." The Jedi traded enigmatic looks over the rims of the mugs. "And what brings the Jedi to Abraxan, Master Nikada? Not the shellfish, I take it."
"We're investigating the recent killings of marsh haunts," the Zabrak said, perhaps before his master could prevent him.
"Ah, of course. My droid and I saw the bodies of four of the pitiful creatures when we entered the settlement." The Saurian nodded gravely. "This so-called blight will be over by tomorrow." Plagueis adopted a look of pleasant surprise. "Wonderful news. There's nothing worse than superstition to cripple an economy. Enjoy your drink, citizens." 114D waited until he and Plagueis were well out of earshot of the Jedi to say,
"Are we departing Abraxan, Magister?"
Plagueis shook his head. "Not before I find the Nautilin. I've no choice but to attempt to draw him out of hiding."
"But should you call on the Force, you're likely to attract the Jedi as well."
"The risk may prove worthwhile."